There's a lot going on in the church family at the moment. There's a lot of difficulty going on. There's a lot of hardship going on. There's a lot of hardship going on beyond, you know, as we mentioned last week with guys in Pakistan, and beyond. You only need to turn on the news to look and go, wow, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on at the moment. A non-Christian friend of mine was asking me some questions lately, and we just had a really interesting conversation about how nuts the state of the world is at the moment. It's crazy, isn't it? And, you know, it does get us asking the questions. People have spoken to me and said, oh, do you think we're living in the end times? I thought that's a really interesting question, and it's a good question for us to talk about. And what I want to do today is I want to have a look at something, some scripture that I hope is going to really encourage people who are struggling with either struggling with grief or struggling with the fact that grief might be on their doorstep or might not be far away. And actually the fears and the worries we have with, well, I might be about to go through something really, really difficult in my life and I'm not sure how I'm going to cope with that. So I want to address that and hope that that is going to be an encouragement and a support and a love for people who are struggling. But we're also then going to go on to look and touch on things relating to end times and the second coming of Jesus. So on that note, we should definitely pray. Father God, we just want to thank you so much for this time together already. We thank you so much, Holy Spirit, that you are already touching people's lives, that you are already drawing us closer to you. We thank you, Lord, that as we worship you, that's where chains fall off. Come, Holy Spirit, Lord, we just pray now as we look at your word, Father, that we will glean your truth and we will apply it to our lives, that we will be encouraged and we will be challenged. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way today, we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we're going to be spending most of our time in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5. So if you have your Bible with you, have a look, turn it to 1 Thessalonians, and I'm going to pick up chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 13. Here we go. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. And that is my heart this morning, that we would encourage each other with the words of Scripture and apply them to our lives. We don't grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. It doesn't say that we don't grieve, full stop. It doesn't say